For nearly 50 years, Town & Country Sports has been the heartbeat of youth sports in North Austin, promoting fair play, sportsmanship, and most importantly, fun. TNC Sports is for kids of all ages, no matter the skill level, and we encourage the whole family to get involved. Right now, registration is open for soccer, flag football, baseball, girls volleyball, softball, lacrosse, and more. Space is limited. Don't wait. Sign up today at tncsports.org. TNC Sports. Come play with us.
Hey, we're back at the Parent Portal Show, having a great time talking about all sorts of things that are impacting our athletes and certainly our community and our parents. And Coach, I think we want to jump into just talking for a moment about how parents can make a difference in youth sports. I bet you've got a little bit of opinion about that. I think that parents are certainly probably the most critical element. When we start talking about just all the players and all the influences that happen, external, internal, with kids, our athletes, there is no one more better situated, kind of goes without saying, than our parents. And our parents have a great impact. And that's a good thing, I think. If most of the time parents have a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of thoughts to share with their athletes to help them think through some of the decisions that they've got to make.
Yeah, what an incredible topic, you know, and so timely, you know, as we approach the holiday season is giving. Yeah. And, you know, parents are asked to give so much in their lives, both, you know, in their work and their private lives and their relationships. And when I think about how to get involved, I really kind of wax nostalgia to my dad and mom and how they were involved in everything from being the scout leader and then mother to my dad was the umpire in my first baseball game and called me out. And it's those memories that, you know, when you get in the start that stay in your heart. And yeah, it's, if you've ever questioned whether there's a need, the answer is yes. And, you know, a lot of people talk about like how their parents are, you know, so important to them because they are, for
Absolutely.
Me, my parents were my heroes, and it was because of not what they said. It was their actions that happened outside of their words. You know, if your words don't match your works, even a 5-year-old can tell the difference.
Sure.
And, you know, to be able to have your kids seeing you involved in sport, is vital, because it's not just them that's in it by themselves. It's, we're in this together. And there's a lot to unpack with that, because all the undertones that happen there are real, and they send very powerful message that that really impacts our kids' lives.
Yeah. Well, and I think your point's well made, Coach. Their parents have such an opportunity by being involved in their kids' lives and being the biggest number one cheerleader, being the person who is in your court no matter what's going to happen, and being able to, and being a sounding board, watching and listening in and of itself. I mean, that's huge for kids. And, you know, having parents constantly work at being positive role models starts there. Absolutely starts as being a positive cheerleader and fan.
Yeah. And so, you know, I come into this parent thing from a coaching side, and then, you know, like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And it's like, I don't need to necessarily do all those things.
Right.
I can use that skill set, right, to be able to help both with their teams or, more importantly, when they're home. But the thing that I always encourage parents, you know, it's like, how do I make a difference? What is it that I could do? You know, as a coach, we never had enough volunteers. We just never did,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, you can go to your local middle school and say, hey, who's filming tonight's game? And the coaches will just look at themselves and go, hopefully you, you know, because they just don't have the manpower to be able to do that, right? And so, you know, you're looking at these things and you're saying, well, where do I plug in? I mean, being able to say, I'll drive the dad cab to make sure everybody's there at practice.
Sure. What,
those little things are huge, because if you can't get, you know, Sally or Johnny to practice because mom and dad are having another mom and dad or work, this is why we talk about community so much. Maybe you drive the dad cab and you get little Johnny and Sally to where they're going so that they can be better athletes, better people.
Yeah. Well, and coach, to that point, you know, we have our own little carpool that we've got going, and you know, it just continues to hit upon me how by lifting others up, you're lifting all boats up, you know, and that's what's important. We're not going to be successful on the field if the kids that are important to be a part of our program can't get to the field, you know, and that's some of the challenges. Moms and dads, sometimes, you know, if we think about our community and we think about what our role and how we can serve others, being someone who can step in and say, hey, don't worry, I've got Johnny taken care of this morning, I'll get him to school. And that's a big one. You know, it's amazing to me, having watched over the last 6 months, some of the athletes that have come together with us, how many times just getting to that next event or that next activity, it can be a real struggle at times. And there are parents who really do need the help, and to be able to just say, hey, you're all of 3 blocks away, it's on the way, I can pick up Johnny, we'll be there right on time as usual.
It really is. And you consider where our communities come through in the past couple of years with COVID, and, you know, certainly being in places that have just changed how we did things. And you can see it in, you know, some families that are, you know, it's like we've forgotten how to be community again, or we've forgotten how to be community sometimes, and say like, hey, I can, what do you need me to do to help you get Johnny and Sally there? You know, what is it that I can do? And we need to reconnect. And that, you know, that's on us as the adults in the room to be able to extend that hand of friendship and that line of communication to one another, to say, you know, hey, how can we get better at this? And I mean, you said it earlier, it seems like every season of the year, some kind of nuance happens, and it's like, wow, you're being asked to do something else. And it feels like that your plate, which seems like it was pretty empty at the beginning of the year, is now full, and you don't have any more room to put anything in there. And it's amazing. And so that feeling of overwhelmness is normal, right?
Yeah.
It is normal. And for us as parents, our kids are counting on us, and no pressure and all that kind of stuff. But for us to do it, it does take a village. It really does. And, you know, one of the things I was talking about earlier is like, maybe you film, maybe you drive the dad cab, maybe you cannot come to practice because you're having to work two jobs to be able to put food on the table and do everything else. Maybe you can't do that, Gumby, you know? And when you're in that place, is like, I don't think there's anything I can do. You can do something. And that something may be like, maybe you're in charge of the phone tree that is out there, that is, you know, sending text to somebody. Maybe you're the person that is organizing, you know, drinks for the athletes. Whatever it is, get involved. It makes a difference. It makes a difference in not just your kids' lives, because it will. It'll make a difference in your community, in your school. It'll make a difference in your relationships. Because what, you know, we've all seen the athlete that gets dropped off by their parents and then picked up by their parents, and you never see them at anything. Yeah. You never see them at the games for whatever reason. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's something else, but you don't get to see them there. And so now all of a sudden they have to buy in. And it's not they have to, they want to buy in because they're putting work into this.
Sure.
They want to see the fruits of their labor.
Yeah, we all do. Well, and, you know, Coach, you hit a nerve there because you're right. There's an interesting aspect of this community team sport thing that we're doing, and it's communications. And I will tell you, I love coaches to death, but, man, they are not always great communicators. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are horrible communicators. And, you know, this week we were suffering through coaches changing game plans and had expectations. And, oh, by the way, little Johnny may not have come home and told us the right information, by the way. So next thing you know, you're getting text messages going, hey, Johnny's not at the carpool. Where is he? And we're all going, I don't know where he's supposed to be over there. Oh, Dad, I've got after school workout today because Coach needed me to be there. And, oh, by the way, this is every day for the next 3 weeks. What are you talking about? We didn't know anything. We didn't sign up for this. This is a whole thing, you know. And but it is. It is the challenge that I think we all run into. And it does make it harder sometimes. And, you know, having a parent who can step in. I will tell you, just organizing schedules, organizing different kids to be in different places when you start talking carpool and pick up from point A to point B for different activities, it is a blessing to have someone that can come in and help with that.
Well, and, you know, Stephen, you're right. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about in our community is always surrounding yourself with greatness.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, finding when you aren't the authority on something or you don't have the experience on something, is finding somebody in your community that you can go to and say, hey, what do I need to do? And I mean, I'm by no means the end all of understanding how to do everything. And so I get those moments of like doubt and uncertainty, but
sure.
Here's the thing about being a part of a group, a pack, if you will, is that there's probably somebody in your pack that's probably pretty good at it or knows somebody that is good at it, that those relationships come about from sport. I mean, their relationship. And sure. You can reach over and say, hey, Johnny's dad, do you know anything about this? And they'll go, oh, I used to do that, you know? And sure. All of a sudden those moments of like, what do I do to do the right thing are easier because you develop those relationships through adaptive sport. And, oh, by the way, you know, as our kiddos get older and we, you know, we talk about NIL quite a bit here on this show is like those things of trying to figure out the uncertainties, you know, it's like, well, am I doing the right thing? Do I have to get a tax consultant? Do I need a lawyer? You know, and what's the, do they need to go to this school or do they not? You know, all those things, as opposed to just guessing, you have a community of people around you that if you've built this network of relationships that are going to be there with you. I can just tell the story of one of the athletes here in our community. Got a scholarship to play at a Power 5 school.
Sure.
And it was like we all got offered that scholarship.
Right?
I mean, we were all very excited for him. And, you know, we were going, yeah, well, when's the signing? You know, we all want to be there kind of moment and everything
else.
Because you do feel a part of it. It is a part of you, you know. And it's something you're invested in. And that's the kind of community that helps you when you face those discussions and decisions that you don't know anything about.
Yeah, Coach, you're right on that. And you're right that we do talk a lot about NIL. And, you know, there's some pretty interesting advice that I think we ought to share this morning about FTC compliance, crucial for the student athletes that are looking at NIL deals. You know, one of the things I think that you and I have certainly gotten into is, hey, it's chaotic times. There's no rules in place. It all seems to be a challenge. You can't, you know, what Texas is doing isn't what Ohio Ohio State's doing, or the state of Ohio is doing. And but there are still some federal guidelines, and it's related to the FTC of all things, because there is a trust compliant and a transparency compliant compliance that endorsements require. And that's one of the things that I think has not been talked a lot about. And I think that our parent community needs to be smart about. If your young athlete is going to get involved, especially because they're dealing, they may be dealing with brands that aren't a national brand. It may be Joe Smith's burger shop down the street, and Joe Smith's may not be the best businessman in all the world, but boy, would it be nice to get a young athlete that all his buddies and everyone kind of respects as a talented athlete to start talking great things about his burgers and his burger shop. And to me, there are some challenges, and as I kind of went over this list, I realized that you know, there's people who do get caught up in the scam aspect of selling products. Bitcoin's a great example where athletes and celebrities got into endorsements and found themselves in trouble with the FTC.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we've kind of said the dirty word bad actors before. Yeah. And you know, there are more than just bad actors, as you know, posing as agents. There are bad brands, you know, that as parents, you know, you have to be that guidance, and you have to be the ones kind of helping do that research in that moment. It's for us, it is such a challenge to be able to know all these things. I mean, we've been doing the show for 10 months, 11 months, and literally had no idea, you know, about these guidelines that were happening with the FTC. And it's not something that is, you know, on the news, on ESPN, you know, you had to go dig to find this. And, but is it something that could impact your kid? Heck yeah. I mean, your Power Five conference, you know, scholarship athlete gets offered some deal and you are totally oblivious. Ignorance is 9/10 of the law. That's 9/10 of the law, right? And so that could come back to hit you. Yeah. And you know, you want your lessons that you're learning to not affect you for the rest of your life in a negative way.
Yeah, well, and ignorance of the law is not an excuse, right? So
that's right.
Just because we don't understand or have heard about these regulations, it doesn't let us out. So there's a great document, Disclosures 101 for Social Media Influencers, which outlines some key requirements. We'll share a little bit of this, but we're going to post this so that people can go click on it and make sure that they understand. So first and foremost, which kind of makes sense, is you got to be honest about the brand's product or service. And yeah, go figure, right? Go figure.
Right,
but
right.
Unfortunately, in the world of advertising, honesty is sometimes not as easy to come by. So that's why athletes have to be careful about who they're, you know, you and I have talked about this before. It's, you know, you've got to be careful what you're aligning yourselves with. And if a kid or an athlete or even the parents are not confident of the quality of a product, the last thing you want to do is get involved with something that down the road ends up being a complete quagmire. Why would you sign up for something? And I get it. Money's a big talker. Money's a big thing in this equation. But you don't want to ever put yourself in the jeopardy of endorsing or saying things about a product that you don't believe in. That doesn't make you doesn't give you any success opportunity.
Yeah, you know, you think about a company maybe like a hat manufacturer, and they say, hey, you know, will you wear our hats? We'll pay you $500 a month to wear our hats. And you're like, heck yeah. You know, and you come home and you start wearing this hat and all it does is itch. you know, it makes your head itch, you know, or maybe it pulls your hair out. I don't know. But you only wear it a little bit of the time. According to this FTC rule, you have to honestly support what it is that you're endorsing here. So if it's like, yeah, they give me $500, but I don't ever wear their hat, that's something that could come back to get you.
Right. Well, that's the second bit of advice, right? You must have, the FTC actually looks at that. You must have personally used the product or the service, because, you know, there's the honesty aspect of it. The student must have knowledge of the brand, or the athlete must have knowledge of the product or service enough, you know, enough to truthfully support their statements. And that's, again, this is common sense kind of stuff, but, you know, in the world of advertising, how often does someone get pulled into, and we've all seen the movies and the jokes about athletes who have never touched a product or a service and they're endorsing it. But you're going to open yourself up to a liability if you're advocating something and the FTC finds out that you've never even had any experience with that product or service.
You know, and I sit back and I think about it. I was like, Stephen, how in the world and why in the world would anybody come find, you know, Joe Smith for $500 a month for wearing a hat that he doesn't wear or she doesn't wear? Why does that matter? Why, you know, just leave us alone. You know, we're just trying to live our life kind of moment. I'll tell you where and how it'll matter is that, number one, it's against the law. Number two is that if you think that some of these universities don't have people that are looking at compliance issues, not just for themselves, sure, but for their opponents. You think back to this past month where Jim Harbaugh was basically rolled all over the coals because he stole signs and that he wasn't compliant with whatever the code of conduct was,
right,
in the Big Ten. If you think about that, that's because somebody was sitting on the other side of the sidelines going, hey, wait a minute. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah. And maybe they're breaking the rules. And, oh, by the way, maybe this gives us a break somewhere if you're wearing, you know, maybe Ohio State colors.
Well, and you know, and coach, and obviously that is, again, obviously common sense, but there, you could really cause injury to someone. So, you know, in my head, the example is a product or service that a celebrity and athletes do become celebrities. If they were to advocate something that turned out to be misleading or false, and that person was injured by it, you know, maybe it's a hair solution or and this has happened. I mean, we're not talking from this isn't theorizing. There are times when products do injure people and athletes do get in trouble and celebrities get in trouble because they didn't have personal experience with it. They spoke out of turn and endorsed it. And it does influence people, no doubt about it. So, you know, the third thing that they've got to do, and this is important, again, for parents to hear this, for athletes to think about this, they've got to disclose their relationship with the brand and to tell the public that the social media post is a paid advertisement. And that sounds like common sense. Any marketing agency would absolutely make sure that's done. Any social influencer now knows that those are important rules. But unfortunately, there are times when people have done that incorrectly. They haven't disclosed that they're being endorsed or being paid for their endorsement. And that gets the FTC pretty, pretty hot. And that gets people into hot water.
Yeah, and it really is. And like I said, you know, we've done all these investigative reports on, you know, the NIL, and here's just one more aspect that we have to be savvy about as parents and in our community. And you don't know it until you're in it, and then you're playing from behind. And that's why, you know, shows like this and relationships in your community are so important, to be able to help each other be able to make our kids good people.
Good read for parents and our community. Disclosures 101 for social media influencers. We'll put a link up on it in our YouTube feed.
Hey, we all have hectic lives, and buying or selling a home can just make things even more of a chaotic mess. If you are moving to the Austin area, what would you need to get comfortable with that decision? Even if you lived in town and you needed to purchase or sell a home, how would you want to be treated? Chris Ott, with the Ott Group of Keller Williams Realty, has been a longtime friend and was the guy who I worked with to find the perfect property solution for me. I wanted a professional with knowledge of the Austin area to help me with my home search, navigate the paperwork, and negotiate on my behalf. And Chris Ott was the right agent for the job. Chris, his business partner, Teresa Ott Busseau, and their team of five agents have helped thousands of people move to and from the Austin area. The Ott family is celebrating over 35 years in business in Austin and plan to provide their real estate services for many more years to come. Their mantra is, your move matters, and that is what they focus on. Just go to their website at theottgroup.com and get connected with the Austin real estate team dedicated to taking care of you. That's theottgroup.com. You can also call 512-222-6881 or email them at info@theottgroup.com to get connected with them today. Tell them that Stephen with the Parent Portal Show sent you, and start working with a professional who is dedicated to your next move.